You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, August 18th. Joining me by phone now, the Reverend Don Wiley, Assistant Director for Bilingual Pastoral Formation for Latinos at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Good morning, Pastor Wiley.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning to all.
Well,
thank you. It's so good to have you with us. Pastor Wiley, tell us a little bit about your work and your background, and then we'll talk about the program for Bilingual Pastoral Formation.
Very good. I have served previously as a missionary in the Republic of Panama, twice actually, once for a two-year vicarage, during which our second son was born, and then after finishing my Master of Divinity and studies for the Master of Sacred Theology, returned to Panama in 1994 through 97. First time I was primarily involved with church planting, the second time by my return, the area that I had been working in, we had seven congregations, and I was involved with pastoral formation and leadership development during that time.
Well, very good. So you have you've served in the field as a missionary and as a parish pastor, presently serving in California, correct?
Well, yes, that's a little complicated. I am associate pastor at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Redlands, California. But they have deployed me to Concordia Theological Seminary to finish a PhD in missiology and also to assist the seminary with both the bilingual pastoral formation program and an overseas program that we're doing in conjunction with Concordia Seminary in Buenos Aires for the formation of pastors with our sister Lutheran church bodies in Central and South America and Spain.
Very good. Now, the bilingual pastoral formation for Latinos at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, tell us more about that, the work that you're doing there.
This is a brand new program. Actually, it begins, the first course begins this coming Monday, the 24th. It's a program that we're doing in conjunction with Concordia College in New York, formerly known as Bronxville.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Atlantic, New Jersey, and New England districts of the LCMS in order to train men, Latinos, who will be looking to serve in bilingual congregations, English and Spanish-speaking congregations in that area. That's the initial plan for the program.
And what's the potential? How many men might be participating in this program?
Oh, this first pass, we're looking at probably somewhere on the order of eight or so. We just got the program up and running. It is actually a takeoff of the Spanish program that we put together for overseas with Buenos Aires and adding English content back into it. But in the long run, there's a lot of potential. I don't know that many of us realize, but statistically, by 2060, the United States may be comprised of upwards of 30% of those who identify as Hispanic, and 10% of our overpopulation will speak only Spanish. They will be first-generation immigrants still speaking Spanish, so there is a great need for this work in our church body, and a lot of potential once the program gets going, I think, for serving, preparing men to serve in this capacity.
What's the advantage of being bilingual as opposed to just Spanish or just English?
Well, what we see, quite a difference from my previous mission work overseas, what we see in the United States is that it is often the case that the second and third generation of those who have immigrated to the United States adopt English as their primary language, mm-hmm. and adopt much of the culture. And what we've seen in congregations, at least in my experience here in the United States, is that we tend to lose second and third generation members who associate with the English language and American culture a little bit more and end up leaving the Spanish-speaking only congregations. So ethnic outreach is extremely important, but there needs to be kind of a stepping stone that moves in between both our English-speaking congregations and these ethnic congregations, in this case, Latino. So the pastor who will be formed to do this will be Hispanic in background himself, identify as Latino in his own upbringing and culture, will understand that culture from the inside, because after all, worship is something that speaks from the heart. And so those men who are formed to serve in these congregations rightly should understand from the heart how it is that Latinos think and view the world, and how they best receive the never-changing gospel of Jesus Christ.
Tell us about this formation. What will be included in that? What are what's the coursework and other experiences that will make up this formation?
Well, this program is similar to the specific ministry pastor program, SMP, which has been operating in the Synod for several years now. It looks at a man serving in a congregation under a mentor pastor, whether in his own congregation or a neighboring congregation, and having a one-on-one mentor throughout the coursework. So he has hands-on experience, is applying his learning directly throughout the course of the program. It is a four-year program, four courses each year, again, very similar to the SMP program. There are some changes to this program based on our experience in working with Concordia Seminary in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which I personally think are great improvements in the program. One is that there is the second, third, and fourth year is a preaching component in each of those years, and after all, preaching God's word is one of the primary ways, at least on Sunday morning, that we are able to proclaim the gospel. So that's a very important component in this program.
Looking forward to this first class of maybe about eight men. What do you think will be? What do you anticipate to be most joyful about this this first group?
Well, those who have a heart to serve the Lord and to serve the Lord's people are always a joy. There's always stumbling blocks in the initiation of any program. But the ones I've had contact with so far are very enthusiastic in the program. They're excited to be able to prepare and serve. And again, this is a much-needed area in the work of our own synod. Synod-wide, our Hispanic population is about 0.5%, and the nationwide Hispanic population is almost 15%. So there's some areas that we haven't been striving in as diligently as we could in our own church body, and this is going to make a big impact. And so the joy of the future opportunities of the gospel proclaimed and people receiving that in their own language, in their own understanding of life, and being transformed into servants of Christ themselves, that is always exciting.
Well, very good. Well, thanks be to God for this opportunity for continuing to grow, to raise up pastors, to proclaim the gospel, to deliver God's good gifts, especially in, as you said, in an ethnic ministry and ethnic congregations like this. What do you anticipate will be the biggest challenge that we might face with this program, with bilingual pastoral formation for Latinos?
Well, distance learning is always has its challenges, and like I said, getting a program up and running off the ground is a bit of a challenge, but we have experience in that here at Concordia Theological Seminary, especially recently since we've been working internationally with the Hispanic Pastoral Formation Program, and just keeping on track. Recruiting is a little bit difficult. I would encourage Latinos in our congregations in the LCMS, congregations who are looking at a context in which they have many Hispanics in their area, branching out and opening up a ministry and preparing a Latino man specifically for that ministry, and talking with their districts, circuits working together to start such a ministry. I think in some ways just getting going and really diligent about this task in our own nation is important and is a little bit challenging. After all, crossing cultural barriers and boundaries, that's a little uncomfortable for all of us. But realizing that they're all brothers and sisters for whom Christ our Lord has died, and that we want them to be part of the great blessings that Christ pours out through his word and sacrament in his congregations, through his people, as they share the gospel, that we want them to be part of that. And to just capture that joy and enthusiasm is an important part of this program, just awareness. And I sure appreciate KFUO making this project aware to our membership at large.
Certainly glad to share it. You mentioned Concordia Seminary in Argentina. Share with us why partnering with other church bodies, with the seminary in Argentina, is an important part of this work, of this program, the Pastoral Formation for Latinos, and the church at large. Why is it important for us to be able to partner with other church partner churches?
Well, there's, a two-way blessing that occurs in that. First of all, the seminary in Argentina had already had experience in online distance education for Latinos in South America. And so they bring an expertise to the task that we don't particularly have. I served in Panama, but I'm an Anglo by birth, and so I don't fully understand even yet all the aspects of their culture, all the ins and outs, and the best way to communicate and teach in that culture. So Concordia Seminary in Argentina brings that to the table and teaches us. We, in hand, are able to provide expertise in these sorts of things. For example, Pastoral Formation for Hispanic America that we're doing in conjunction with them in Spanish, that is housed on the servers here at Concordia Theological Seminary. So we provide some technical expertise and experience for them that allows them to expand their horizons and their influence. And again, since we're all part of the one body of Christ and we have our confessional Lutheran brothers and sisters around the world, we learn from them and they learn from us. And there is a great joy and blessing in such a unity, not only proclaimed in faith, like in the creeds on Sunday morning, but realized in actual day-to-day action in the world for the sake of Christ and his gospel.
Thanks be to God. The Reverend Don Wiley, Assistant Director for Bilingual Pastoral Formation for Latinos at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Thank you so much for being our guest this morning, Pastor Wiley.
Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it, and God's blessings to everyone.
Thank you. God bless you and your work at Concordia Theological Seminary. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study today with Pastor William Vogt from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Pineville and Augustana Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hope you can join us for that and more, all here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.